Hello and welcome to the Outliers Edge podcast. I couldn't even finish it. Hello and welcome to the Outliers Edge podcast. My name is Diyama Shang, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of your journey here today. Y'all, I love being able to play with different ways of being, play with different ways of showing up in worlds, and play with different ways of what we think is possible. And I think even on top of what we think needs to be done. Right, what the status quo is, and what most other people have done. This is what one of the driving forces behind a world of difference. Right, in this case, I actually emphasize world, but now this time I'm going to say it again and then emphasize a different word. This is what's actually behind a world of difference. Yeah, that makes more sense in this case. All right, because the component of this here is being able to allow for things that one might think has to be a certain way, and instead finding out your path. We are different path if it happens to be, but your path to bringing out the impact and the results that you're looking for, right? We're going to be playing in that space today, and I have an amazing outlier and world shaper to be in conversation with here. Her name's Chrissy Rice, and Chrissy, I am absolutely honored and thrilled that you said yes to this invitation. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, though. Really, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I feel that like as we're getting into this conversation, I haven't told this, but I feel grateful for you because
Oh, thank
I had
you.
a certain energy coming in,
Yeah.
and you are a pillar of energy. Like I feel like it's like I can lean against that energy and still like be like, yeah, I feel strong. And one of the things that I get that I want to just like say like in already in experiencing you is that. How you choose to be and just like just you're just chilling. I know you're just chilling, but how you choose to be like actually like raises my energy up, which is a awesome place to be. Not everyone's able to do that. I wanted to say like I see you in that. I acknowledge you in that. I'm grateful for it right off the bat.
All right, we're both going to leave this podcast feeling super amazing afterwards.
Nice. It's let's say I'm already there. So
Okay,
like
good.
I'm feeling it.
Me
I'm
too.
feeling it. Yeah. So Christy, let's let people get a chance to get to know you. I like to let people speak themselves into this room, into the room here. So why don't you share a bit about yourself, and in particular, like what's the mission that you are on right now?
So if I have to narrow it down, I feel like I'm on a lot of missions, but if I could narrow it down to one specific one and put it in a broad idea, is I try to help people out of their darkness so that they can learn to heal themselves and the power is within them to heal themselves. And so I will pull all of their darkness out of them and start helping them work bit by bit through it to see the light again.
This is cool for me because it's like there's a component of like the light part of it where you would think that it would be like, hey, let's just stay in the light and keep like shining a light and maximize the light. But you actually go and take like you're like, let me come into and play along inside of the darkness with you. Right? Tell me a little bit about that because like I don't feel that people always are willing to go to the dark in order to get to the light. So tell me a little bit about like how you came about that, how I'm just really curious about it.
You definitely have to sit in the dark in order to see the light. But when you sit in the dark with somebody else, it doesn't feel as scary. So that's one of the reasons why I do it with people, because I make it feel a little less scary for them. And how did I even get here is a great question. It
Yeah.
is like, okay, so it would be my own journey of the darkness that I had to sit in and learn how to see the light again, and sort of having some people in my life sit with me. And then I learned energy healing. And so, adding that into how I help people definitely pulls it out and makes them feel a little bit better rather than sitting in it. So it's a combination of my own darkness and sitting in it and overcoming it and realizing that it doesn't last forever, and my own experiences. And then taking those experiences and those dark times that I've had and basically linking them up to someone else's and feeling, and I know what they feel like. And I know that they don't have to stay there and that they can come out of it, but they have to sit in it for a little while.
It's so interesting because as you said that, like I got this like mental picture where it's like you don't have to stay here. but you have to be here for now. You know, and it was like, there was actually just something in that moment with the way you said that, where like, I just had this feeling of trust that came in, where I was like, oh, this thing that I wouldn't normally want to do, like, it was like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was both firm and like embracing at the same time. I just feel like I just got a moment, like a glimpse of it, where it's like, yeah, you don't have to stay here. You got to be with it right now.
Yes.
I just want to call it out. It's like, it's these micro experiences of a person that I'm playing along with like what helps me build trust. What helps me, like, I like to start at 100% trust with people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like, I just trust you. And that's my way of going about it.
Yeah.
But like, I like looking at this, I like to like catch out like, oh, and this is why this might be why you're so good at what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think what builds trust for me is opening up, being vulnerable, telling people my stories, telling people my dark sides, and matching them with something they're going through, and then how I got out of that, and showing them that, hey, look, I did come out of it and it is possible. So that's definitely how I build trust, is letting them inside of my world.
That's interesting, because like, I feel like letting people in on the dark, it's like to me, I recognize, I hear it, I'm like, oh, that sounds like such a foreign like way of going about it, but at the same time I can see like the power that's there, you know?
Yes, because not a lot of people like to share their dark sides, and they wanna suppress it, and they don't think anyone else has that same dark side, you know? And when they hear somebody else who does have it, they're like, oh, I'm not alone in this. It makes people feel safe.
Okay. So what's happening here, Chrissy, is that like, I like where we are in this conversation, and a part of me wants to go and ask another question that's been in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And another part of me is like, but Niyama, I think the conversation is right here, right now, about like experience in the dark, like, you know, like being able to do it. And so I almost wanted to like explore something with you, like, because I was going to ask you a story about like your dark element there, and I was like, oh great, like Chrissy will cover it and that'll be good, but I'm like, but I'm not playing, you know.
You're not gonna play the game today.
No, I realize I have to play the game if I'm gonna go down this path, right?
Yeah.
So what's happened is I'm formulating in my mind like, oh, how do we make this real for people? So I'm happy to ask you, like, you know, something that you'd like to share, if that like that feels real or authentic, or a time where like a process you use to help people go through that. And we can kind of keep it like on that intellectual level. But I'm also happy to give you some space here, like take a few minutes if you want to like bring, like use me right now to like kind of like make this real in terms of like the experience of it. My palms are sweating right now. I'm like, am I going too far? But that's usually where I know, like, I'm like, all right, this is probably like, literally my heart is like skipping right now. I'm like, but this is probably a good way to go about it. So not to put you on the spot, but if there's anything that feels like it's calling out for you, I'm happy to like give some space here to just like make what you just said real in a way, just so that like people can see the, like, to be in both of it, however you want to play with it. Can I just give you a chance to help make it real for us?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say, this is like one thing that keeps popping into my head, is a lot of people will sit down with me and they'll have a conversation with me and they'll look at me and they'll be like, why am I talking to you? You have like none of this experience. Like, they don't know. They don't ask, you know? So what I'll do is I'll take one of their experiences and I'll tell them my story about it. Something that I suffered through as well and how I overcame it. So a lot of people will sit there and just look at me and say, I don't even know if you get this, because I'm talking, but it doesn't feel like you've had these experiences. Like, everything is so like bright and sunshiny and, you know, rainbows and flowers. And I'm like, here we go. Let's go. Buckle up, you know? So I guess I always get people that are sent to me that have very similar experiences to me, or have gone through something. I never get somebody who has experienced something I've never encountered in my life. So I just feel like the universe thinks us. Like, it's like, okay, we're going to send you this person. You've had this experience. We're going to let you help them. So a lot of my clients have gone through loss, losing someone, drugs or alcohol problems, divorce. Let's see. their children can have issues. So I work on their children. So all of these things are this is my life right here. So this is childhood trauma. This is alcoholism and drugs. This is divorce situation. This is losing somebody. And I'm like, all of these things, this trauma that I went through in my life are my superpowers. So I use them now as my superpowers to help people overcome the things that I've overcome and how I did it. And looking at it from an optimistic way rather than a self-drowning way.
There's a couple of different things that are flowing through me when as you said that. Thank you, firstly. Thank you for making it real. You know, before we hit record here, I was talking to you about like this feeling of like people often compare how others look on the outside with how they're feeling on the inside.
Yes.
Right. And I had been saying it from one point of view beforehand, but as I hear you right now say this, I'm like, oh, this is another version of this. This is the version of, well, you just seem like everything in your life is working for you. Like, why am I telling you about like the things that are happening for me? Like, and there are unconscious judgments being on with like, this person can't really get me. And they're like, well, if you simply ask, you will find that there's quite a lot.
Yes.
That right? Am I getting that right?
Absolutely. And sometimes they don't always straight up ask me, but they'll slow down on the story and I'll say, and I'll just kind of chime in and I'll be like, well, let me tell you a situation that's happened to me before. And that opens the door up and they're ready to listen because they've told me the whole entire story for themselves. And then when they listen to my story, they kind of look at me like, I had no idea. Like, I had no idea. And then they totally see a different perspective on everything they're going through. And it like starts to glimmer the light a bit.
Yes. And now I'm going to say this here, outliers, world shapers, as you're listening here, like where in your world right now, do people have no idea? And what, like, where would there be like a story or something that you think that you may not think, basically, what's something that you might be holding back on or not knowing that would actually create a level of connection that you can start practicing in? Because like, as I hear you, Chrissy, I'm like, there's a lot of what you're talking about that at this stage in the game, my leadership game, like I understand the power because I've experienced the power, whether it's happened through me or I've seen other, like my clients or other people around it, but it's still kind of counterintuitive to the way most people walk through life, most people experience life, you know, and being able to shed a light on some of those darker moments or being able to connect through it. But then also, I don't remember the exact way that you said it, but like, you know, use that as a starting point, a foundation to then go off into the new thing that you want to create from there.
Yes.
So I just really wanted like, what do you want to add to that there? I feel like there's something that could be said.
I feel like one of the biggest things that I always say is use your darkest moments and don't just keep stuffing them down, because I literally tell everyone that your darkest moments of yourself, the biggest, darkest parts of you, are your superpowers and you don't realize it. I was just going to say, they literally built you, right? And so, and there's so many people around you that you don't even know, are going through or suffering from the same things that you did. Because we're not telling each other this and we're not shouting it on the rooftop about our traumas and all that stuff. But your superpower, like the trauma that you've had, will help somebody else in the long run. So don't bury it. Let it out, because you never know who you're going to help with it.
Yeah. There was something, Chrissy, when you said like use it, that got me like, it was almost like my head moved just a bit. I was like, oh, I like that. So, because it's different. It's different from like, you know, let me put it this way. It feels like there's both healing, which is what you do, right?
Yeah.
So like, and at the same time, like embracing and then also leveraging. So it's like, it's given a brand new story to it all.
Yes.
And being able to use that and to create new in the world right now, right? Right. We're in their world, whatever it happens to be. This is how I'm seeing it here. I'm imagining actually going through that process, and it's refreshing for me to be able to like to hear, being able to take someone all the way through the journey,
yes,
you know, and to be able to create something from that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm as you're talking, there've been some elements of like of playing this game that I look at and I hear what you're saying. I believe you. And I think about like the period of time before like before you knew about your own superpowers or before you recognized that, right? And I guess like I think this is the way I like to take this here. Before we were talking about like proving yourself, you know, and like and how that plays out. I'm curious for you right now. Like I can imagine, right, with the work that you do, this is the story I'm making up in my head. Like that, like you came in and you're like, this is the way we're gonna do it, and like there was an ex, like a lot of people saying, like I don't know if that's like for me or whatever it is. So I'm making up this story here. Tell me right now, like you said, like proving yourself is something that you've been really like been on right now. So tell like bring that into this conversation. Let's take it off from there.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, yeah, proving myself has been front and center lately. But I think along the journey of trying to prove myself, I also had to find my purpose
Yeah,
in it.
tell me more about
So a lot of people define themselves as what they do for a living. So they define themselves, okay, who are you? And they say, oh, I'm a dentist. I'm a teacher. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm a dad. They say what their occupation is. They never really say who they are, right? And so I did a lot of reflection in the last couple of months of I was like, you know what? I'm gonna find out who the heck I am. Like, what is my purpose? And then once I know my purpose, it's going to be easier to prove myself. So I found my purpose, which my purpose is, yes, I can be a Reiki practitioner, I can be an RV remodeler, I can be a mom, I can be a wife, I can be all these things and tell everybody that. But what my purpose is to help people who sit in the darkness find the light. That's my purpose. And I think once people figure out like this aha moment of why am I here? What is my purpose? It might take you a little while. It doesn't come in 5 minutes. Then you start to realize you don't necessarily have to constantly be proving yourself because you figured out who you are. So that was the breaking point for me. I still kind of teeter on, okay, I feel like I might have to prove myself a little bit today, but I'm like, no, I don't. Like, this is what I do, and this is why you were sent to me. This is why we're in each other's lives.
So there's a few different things here. Like on the proven self line, I have to say this here because I think we're gonna miss it. You have a way of looking at this where you're like the universe sent you, like you were sent to me, right? And there's a component of this that ties this proven self where it's like I don't get the sense that you need to go out and like create something artificially there. You're not like trying to like turn someone into things. Like if I'm getting you right, you're like, I don't have to worry about whether I'll be impactful or like or whether or not I'll be able to help someone to go from the darkness to the light. Like I don't have to worry about like any of my impact because like I know if I'm getting you right, like the universe is sending me someone. The universe sent this person to me because I can help them. The like table stakes. I already can do this. So like I don't have to worry about that part anymore. And instead I can just be here listening and allow my superpower to help find out what help them embrace their superpowers. Let
Absolutely.
me check in on that.
And it might be for 5 minutes. I might, and you know, cross somebody for 5 minutes, and whatever I said to them in that 5 minutes is what I needed to say to them. Or I might cross them for the next 5 years, and they might be a part of my life for the next 5 years, and then they leave my life. But whatever I did, whatever I said, however I impacted them is finished. That mission was done. So I do truly feel like we all meet and connect for some apparent reason. And sometimes I'll be sent somebody and it'll be super easy. And I'll be like, well, that was really easy. Why was it so easy? And then somebody else will come into my life and I'll be like, this one's hard. Like, this one's going to be a challenge for me. But I think the challenging ones are to like step me up another level. Right. So like here's a good challenge for you. This one's going to be a little harder. This one's going to be a little bit more emotional. This one's going to hit some strings that you didn't think you wanted to pull out for that person. But I was like, okay, let's do it.
Like as you're talking, it's making me think right now about like someone who's sitting there and thinking to themselves, yeah, okay, Chrissy, I get it. Like you're great. Like you have your darkness and you've been able to bring that out into the light. But my darkness is too dark.
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious about like I get that you work with the person. So there's yep. something, there's a real connection that happens when the person's there. So it's not like a hypothetical thing. No. It's a very yeah. real like yeah. relational element. And to the extent that like, you know, there's someone out there that's sitting right now teetering between whether or not they can make their impact or having part of their energy like go toward this part of it. Like what do you have to say to that person? Or what would you
Yeah, I would say a lot of people feel like that. A lot of people feel like my darkness is too dark. I don't even know what to do with all that darkness. And I get people that come into my life that say that sort of thing, but we don't pull it all out at once. There's baby steps to it. And it might take a year, but we literally pull out tiny little things throughout that darkness to start to break it down, because it might be huge, like giant. But if we don't pull it out, we can't heal ourselves. We can't sit within us forever. So I feel that if people feel that way, if people feel like their darkness is like way too dark, like they're like, I'm not even taking that out. That is like a big Pandora's box for me. I'm like, you just have to crack the box. You have to let a little tiny bit of it out. Because once you let that little tiny bit of it out and you heal that little tiny bit, and that gets sent to the light, you can let a little bit more out, a little bit more. Every time you let it out, it feels less and less painful because you've accomplished so much. Like you've got 75% of the box taken care of and you've got 25% left, and it might be the worst 25%, but you know, you have to look at yourself and say, look at all of the stuff I accomplished by taking that 75% out already. I can do this last 25%. Baby steps.
Yeah, I feel like, and like I have two young ones right now. One who hasn't started walking just yet. I remember mm-hmm. when the first one did it. And I saw this person taking the baby steps. And like, what I feel that what got me was like, as an adult, baby steps feel like, oh, it's just like, you know, it's just it's one small step there, right? But for that baby, that was like a monumental moment. And
it's huge.
And there is a 100% guarantee that while they're doing baby steps, they're going to fall, you know? Yeah. And so like when you say that, I love the picture of like people being able to go and take those baby steps, which might to other people look monumental, you know, that 1% is still a lot.
Yes.
And then if I'm also getting you, so you build momentum, you build a track record of it. You help see like, hey, we built tools around these various things here. And people get into this place of seeing like it can be done.
Yeah. It's like that baby that takes that first step and then they fall, but they like get back up and they like, they have this biggest smile on their face. And they're like, did you see that?
Yeah.
Like I just took a step, and then they crawl for a little while. And then they're like, you know what? There's a chair over there. I'm going to have that chair pull me up. Like that was a tool for them. Yeah. So then they start to learn that couches are ways to pull them up, and walls help them, and, you know, humans help them with their arms. And like, so they start to realize there are tools around them to start getting better at this. And then one day they're running.
I think that's really, I felt like myself just take a breath while you were describing that, because I feel like that's a lot of things get kind of like romanticized or like put into a place of like, one day you didn't have it. And then like, you know, next thing you knew, you talked to someone and you were right on your feet. And yeah. when you describe this, I'm like, this is like the real human process of transformation. And there's something in that like, I think the breath comes out because I feel relaxed and like in good hands with someone who gets like that it is a process and like all these things actually build momentum toward.
Yes.
Like that part when you're running. And it's like.
Towards running. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm thinking now about like that last 25%. It's like, you kind of have to be running to be able to handle this. Like if you're looking for the chair, it's not the right time to get to that 25% yet.
That's right.
When you're running and you're like, you've gotten the muscles are strong, all that things here, let's go handle it. It's not going to say it's going to be easy, you know?
Yeah. Muscles, like, and coordination is everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. So let's go back here again. Then to I want to go back to the proving yourself part, because what I would love to point through is like the components of like, I guess I would love to like understand for you here. When it comes to proving yourself now, when it came to proving yourself at a certain point, right? What were you able to do to allow? Okay, here it is. There's two parts. One okay. is I see proving yourself from. I'm going to kind of like clinical with it, but I see proving yourself in two different ways. One is proving yourself to others, and one is proving yourself to yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. And what comes like I would love to get your thoughts on both perspectives of this. The reason I'm asking is that I know that a lot of like the outliers who are listening to this here, like get into components of like I want to go make a huge impact in this world. Right. Yeah. But who am I to go and do that? Yeah. And then like they start telling people or they don't, and or they're in it and they've already made impact. They've had success. And now they're looking to get to their next level of success. And they know that for what they've done, they're good. But now they're like, can I really go for this next thing? Who like and they get into the phases of proving, you know?
Yes.
And so I would just love to I don't know what the question is per se, but I'd love to have a conversation here or like for the person who right now is like taking on that next big thing, you know, yeah. and is finding themselves caught in a place where proving themselves either to themselves or to others is anchoring them down as opposed to letting them free.
I would say it's harder to prove to yourself than it is to others, for sure, because you have your ego inside of you talking yourself out of it or talking yourself down out of it, saying you can't do that. Like, you're not strong enough for that. Like, who are you to say this stuff or who are you to do this stuff? But so I think proving yourself to others is a way easier job because they're not in your head seeing all of your thoughts that you're saying to yourself. But I think that for anyone who is trying to prove it to others, you don't have to necessarily have, I feel that you don't have to help like massive amounts of people. Like, you really only need to make an impact. Like, a small impact is everything, right? Like, if I help heal 5 people in my whole life, that's all that I need, right? I don't need 5 million. I would love to help 5 million people. But for me, it's not about quantity. It's about the quality that I give. And just knowing that those people that I've helped will tell somebody else is all that I need. And by them telling somebody else or by them saying things to me on how I helped them, it helps me prove to myself. Those things help me. So I have to hear it from other people in order to prove it to myself.
You know, there's an interesting thing around with the way that you phrase that though. Because the last thing you said, I have to hear from other people to prove it to myself. Actually came after something else you had put in, which was like, I go and I help people and I do the work. I do my work, you know, and then I create a feedback loop and I allow for them to come back and then let me know how what I have done has helped them, which then informs. And I say it in that way, like, again, like sometimes I can get clinical with like the various parts of it all. But like the reason I'm saying it in that way is like, is that the first thing was not, I needed to hear from them that I can do it. And then I'm like, then I believed in myself enough to then go out and do it, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like, I did it.
Yeah.
And then I was out there doing it first and foremost. And that came first. Yeah. And then everything else came back to start reinforcing that such that I can then take it to wherever I needed to go.
For sure. Yeah, that's definitely how I work. And I feel like as long as there's passion behind it, you have to have passion behind it. You cannot have doubt behind it. Whatever you're doing, you have to like put all the doubt aside and you have to be like, I love this. I'm passionate about this. This is what I want to do. This is how I want to help people. This is how I want to make an impact, and just go do it. You only have to do it once and see what happens. And once you get that turnaround, that full circle of someone saying like, that was amazing. Like, you helped me so much. Then you're like, okay, like, I got this. I can do it. So you get a little stronger and you can do it again and again and again. And you learn along the way. But for me, it was, I had that passion.
Well, let's talk here now. We're going to go in a little bit of a different direction because I'm feeling like, okay, on the personal side of things, like for a, like For the leader that's out there, we've been bringing in some things to go and support them. Now let's look at this here for like in the scheme of like what they are creating, right? And so I get curious, like what's something that you're creating right now that like really excites you in your life and business and work that you do? Let's bring that in a little bit, and then like I'd love to explore a little bit with you on that.
Okay, so you want personally or professionally what I'm creating?
you bring in what would serve you, what lights you up the most right now, and then we'll go on from there.
Okay. Doing virtual healing events really lights me up. Getting so that I can connect with people worldwide, because I'm only subject to one zip code currently, you know, because my physical body is only in one zip code. So what lights me up is knowing that I can have an impact on the world, connecting me to virtual events. So that's really where I'm at right now. Getting in touch with more people.
How did you like make the decision to go down that path? I'm really curious about like, okay, like how are you bringing this out into the world? What else are you doing? So now you're doing these virtual events. Like, tell me more about them. Like let us know if we're interested in checking it out, or checking it out doesn't feel powerful enough for me. We're interested in having a powerful experience with you. Like how we can go and do that. And then I just want to talk about like how you're thinking about this year, because I'm recognizing that there is a component of actually like designing what it is that like things out in the world that are in alignment with who we are, that like I don't often get a chance to like kick it with someone and be like, so what are you doing and how are you thinking about it and so on and so forth. So would love to spend some time with that if you're cool with it.
Sure. So I feel, this is just me personally, but I feel that our superpowers are better together. So I can make an impact with my own, with a certain amount of people, but I feel like if I incorporate more people with more superpowers, it becomes even more powerful and it will bring in different kinds of people. So like I said, the universe is going to send me my people, right? But I believe that for everybody. So if I'm working with somebody else, the universe is going to send them their people, and then our people together are going to come together and do this. So it started with my friend and I, Kaylin, we started a podcast and we started doing that. But we're like, we got to reach more people, like more one-on-one. Let's do a virtual event. So Kaylin writes beautiful handwritten, hand thought out. Like, she just is so creative with her writing. She writes meditations. And I do distant Reiki, energy healing. So we come together and we do virtual events monthly. And we do like, we base it on something. So like this month is all about healing your emotions. So her guided meditation is going to be about healing your emotions. And I'm going to be sending that healing energy to those people that join this online group, that emotion release energy. So we work together once a month and we do virtual events doing it that way. And actually we just created an amazing virtual event with 7 people that we work with. That'll happen in October, and we call it the 777 Spiritual Virtual Retreat. So we created this huge thing for 7 days. There are 7 healers, and each day you learn something new from each one of us. And we're bringing all of our people together to help more people in one place virtually. So to me, I work best when I'm with a group of people that want to use superpowers as well.
This is cool. It's cool. It's cool to hear like how you continue to like transform and find ways to bring your superpowers out into the world, as well as like being with the components of like bringing, like doing it with others and allowing their powers to continue to almost like unfold and continue to compound. That's the word I'm looking for.
It like enhances. Yeah. It like enhances what I do. So I enhance them. They enhance me. So it's like double powerful.
Yeah. This is like, I'm happy you brought this into this space here. There's the component here of like just being able to look at this and say like, all right, how else are people going out and creating out in the world? Like, let's see here. We're going to start wrapping up overall, but there's a question I have. What's the question that I didn't ask you that you wish that I did, or or you wish that I didn't, because you're like, if I had to answer this question, this would actually be like this is the one I, this question I was hoping you didn't ask me. So yeah. I'll be curious about that before we
wrap up. You know, I don't really get nervous about questions. I get nervous about scientific questions. When you really like use big scientific words around, I'm like, I don't understand what you just said. So sometimes that happens on the podcast and I'm like, hold on a second, let me look that word up.
Yes.
But you did not ask me those scientific questions, which I really like. I don't really get scared about questions. Like, I just feel like I'm going to find the answers, you know, like they're just going to come. So I don't really get, you didn't ask me any questions that I thought.
Can I ask about that part right there? Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find the answers. They're just going to come. Right.
Yeah.
Like there's a component of this year that like feels confident, feels like self-trust, feels like, I don't know what you might use to use that there, but I'm really like struck by this and Outliers. If you haven't watched, I had another conversation with Kaylin and another Outliers Edge podcast. So go watch that as well. So you can get like a chance to see just to keep seeing things. But what I get here is like, it's like you have a confidence that comes along with you. Like, and I don't know if that's the word you would use for it. What word would you describe? Like,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Confidence. Yeah.
Yeah. What I love about it is that like it feels like distinctly yours, you know. It's like I've been having conversations with people of the same person I was having like prove yourself conversations with, right? Mm-hmm. They're like I feel like I need to prove myself. I'm like, all right, let's talk about that. But we're also talking about like what makes someone confident, especially as a confident woman, you know, and like what does that actually look like? How does that actually need to be taken? Are there certain ways that you need to be in order to be seen and addressed and held in it? And there is, I personally, I'm just really appreciative of what you bring to the table in terms of how you like look at and just like the self-trust that's there, where it's like, I really don't get thrown. You know, I trust that it's going to come, you know, I trust that the universe set you for a reason. Like, I think it's one of those, it's a really awesome like paradigm. I just, like, before we end today, I just want to make sure I shine a light on it. Yeah, definitely. And like, if there's anything you want to say around that, around either how you cultivate it or where, like, I want to give some space to that. Cause it's powerful and it's been palpable.
Yes. I would say, biggest thing, believe in yourself. Believe in who you are. Believe in what you believe. But be very open-minded to everyone else's beliefs and what other people think. So I value everyone's opinions and I value everyone's thoughts and everyone's beliefs. And I think everyone has something to bring to the table. And I don't feel like anyone's ever not believing in something they shouldn't, right? I just love that everyone has different ways of looking at things. So I'm very open-minded. I would say be very open-minded and just be confident in who you are, you know, just love yourself.
It's cool. It's cool. I was thinking back to your response earlier around like the purpose, right? With like being purpose. And I feel like these things all come together where it's like, be good with you and all the rest of the stuff, like, will play out.
Yes.
You know, like if we're saying it in different, like in a different way, but like I'm hearing that like through line of like, love yourself, like
love yourself,
believe in
yourself,
like
credit.
Yeah.
Just give yourself a little bit of credit, a little bit of, you know, leniency, you know, so we don't give ourselves enough credit. I don't think we give everybody else credit, but not ourselves.
Get you on that. All right, Outliers, as we start wrapping up this conversation, please take the next 10 seconds to just give yourself credit. And where's one place in your world right now that you can just acknowledge yourself on? I mean, give yourself credit, give yourself grace, and we'll go from there. So, Chrissy, we're going to end here today. I'd like to end in two ways here. One, I just want to make sure that if people want to continue down the journey with you, they know how to. So what's the best way for people to continue down with you?
Yeah, so I have a website, and you can find me at sunshinesoulreiki.com, or I am also on Instagram, Chrissy Rice.
Perfect. And then, Chrissy, if there's a message that you can, the last question I asked is a time capsule question, right?
Yeah.
And the time capsule works like this. Like, at this moment, you've had all your experiences in life, and you're where you are, and you're going and moving well. in the future, maybe 5 years, 10 years down the line, there'll be a time where you're facing a challenge or facing mm-hmm. something, and you might need to be reminded of something that right now, that Chrissy right now just knows to be true. What's the message you want to leave for yourself for like to help you through that time?
Yeah, I say this a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. I always say, just think of all of the things that you've been through and how far you've come and where you are today. So if you have to go through all of those things again, you know how to help yourself. Like, you know how to get through it. Your time is going to get better. And you're not always going to be here in this moment. So just know that things will change. Nothing stays the same forever.
With that, I wanted to say thank you so much, Chrissy. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your experience. Thank you for your expertise. Thank you for your graciousness and just for you being you. It is an absolute gift to be in. And I'm grateful you said yes to this conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me and inviting me. I loved it.